Hi, welcome to the Bowen Buzz podcast. I'm your host, Chris Reed, and I'm talking the buzz on Bowen therapy for therapists, clients, educators, or anyone interested in the soft tissue industry. The show where we get to meet interesting Bowen practitioners, trainers, and where we get to hear from experts sharing their secrets to assist Bowen therapists growing their businesses and growing their lives. Welcome to episode 4 of the Bowen Buzz. Today we get to talk to Janine Fletcher. Janine Fletcher is a lovely lady, and I got the opportunity to have a chat with her to talk about a system that she has developed to assist people of all ages, and particularly children, as her main profession over the years has been as a primary school teacher. Janine is a Bowen therapist of many years standing and has a wealth of information in the area. I hope you enjoy listening to Janine's story. Hi, this is Chris Reed, and welcome back to the Bowen Buzz. In this episode, we get to talk to Janine Fletcher. Janine's been around the traps a few times because I met Janine at a Bowen conference in Bendigo, early 2000s, I reckon. Welcome, Janine.
Thanks, Chris. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. Janine, I've got you. I'm talking to you today for a number of reasons, and one of them is because you learnt Bowen therapy. Okay, when did you learn?
I think it was late 80s, early 90s.
Okay, and who taught you?
Aussie Rich.
Aussie Rich. Right. In the 4-day?
Yes, it was the 4-day.
Right.
And I've loved Bowen ever since.
Great.
I still love it. It's just I have other things that I do as well.
Yeah. So your primary occupation over the years has been?
A teacher.
A teacher, primary school teacher?
Yep.
Okay. Now you've developed or noticed things along the way that have caused you to develop a technique for helping children, adults.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I guess it all, when I started teaching and I started seeing kids with learning difficulties, I really couldn't understand it. I thought I'd be a great teacher, I'd spend extra time with them, there'd be no kid that I taught that wouldn't learn, but it actually didn't turn out that way. So I guess I was on the lookout for ways to help kids with learning difficulties to start with. And then I came across brain gym and kinesiology, and that seemed to give an explanation. So since that point, I guess I've been interested in neuroscience and just looking at the brain, which kind of makes sense to look at the brain if you're experiencing difficulty with any sort of functional learning. For years I did, in the Sandhurst Diocese when I was in Bendigo, I actually taught all the teachers, you know, in 40 schools up there how to do brain gym because we're getting unbelievable results. Kids that weren't able to learn previously, with brain gym kinesiology they could. I'd also learned Bowen and somewhere along the line started to mix the two, Bowen and kinesiology, not as in, I know you don't mix with Bowen, but as a tool to, is this the correction that's needed?
Okay, so using it as a diagnostic tool, yeah. Kinesiology.
Yeah.
I remember you telling me one time about you were doing some work with some kids that were difficult in a number of ways.
Well, when I moved to Geelong, after working with some kids, it was sort of kicked out of everywhere else.
The hard to teach or the impossible to teach or the hard to control, were they?
Yep, right. Bit of everything. Mm. So I worked with them for a little while, and that's why I actually moved down to Geelong was because in Bendigo, the opportunity to use my kinesiology, and that wasn't quite what I was looking for. And then, there was this job advertised, at school of just kids with learning and behaviour problems. And that was my dream job at the time. So I moved down here. And then after working with MacKillop for a year and a half, I put together my own program to work with juvenile justice kids. Because I came across this paper that said most of the juvenile justice kids were illiterate or had difficulties and that, sort of led to them getting into a lot more trouble, and I thought, I can do something about that. So I set up my own program and Department of Human Services and worked with juvenile justice kids. But I would, again, use Bowen sometimes as the correction, but kinesiology to diagnose what needed to be done.
Right.
I did that for a while, but then what I was doing seemed to be getting a bit complicated, a bit hard to, teach someone how to do it straight up. And also my concern was, whilst I was working with these kids, they were getting great results and it was all good. But afterwards there'd be nothing. I couldn't give them anything, say, okay, whenever you need it, just do this.
Right.
Then I decided to take 12 months off. Well, actually, no, I decided to take a couple of months off and thought there's got to be a simpler way to get similar results, but, yeah, something that people can – it's simple, practical, and unquestionable, so, you know, not airy-fairy or anything like that. So anyway, so that 12 month, that couple of months turned into 12 months. Then I started to run out of money, so then I had to go back, do some work, and probably about 12 years later, I've come up with a technique called Take a Breather.
Take a Breather.
Take a Breather. So that's where my focus is at the moment.
Yes. Okay.
Still love Bowen, still love kinesiology, but for a take home and a do it yourself, I think Take a Breather is pretty good.
So what are the applications of Take a Breather?
Okay, so I've categorized the applications into smarter, happier and healthier, which just happens to be like shh.
Shh.
Smarter, happier. Yeah, okay. That's the acronym.
Okay, yeah.
Take a Breather. So to make you smarter, it helps you to focus. It activates the higher functioning parts of the brain. It gets you out of the stress response. Makes you happier because it helps to produce serotonin. Also gives you a more positive outlook. Smarter, happier. Healthier, activates the body's own natural healing ability. Overrides the sympathetic nervous system.
So it certainly has some of these crossovers with Bowen, because we talk about Bowen activating the parasympathetic nervous system and therefore helping the body to heal itself as the immune system is increased if we're not in a stress state or in that sympathetic dominant state. So this seems to have some parallels.
Absolutely. And I think because when you do the Bowen moves, that breathing is incorporated, I can see great potential for, you know, educating people about the Take a Breather way of breathing. Because if you think about it, breathing's the first thing we do when we arrive on the planet, last thing we leave. So what I've discovered is if people just become aware, whenever you're in a stress situation, you're angry, you're upset, you're running around, you're going to be either you're not breathing or you're breathing in your chest.
Right.
But it's so simple to change that within minutes. Some of the research I did, Dr. Frank Lawless, I think his name is, he said there's something like 2,000 organs and hormones in your body that are affected simply by either positively or negatively, depending on the way you breathe.
Right. So it can bring about great change if you change the way you're breathing.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I know it seems ridiculous, but as I said, I was looking for something simple and practical, kind of embarrassing. It took nearly 14, 15 years to come up with breathing.
Right.
But it is a particular technique.
Yep.
Mind you, it's very simple. I've taught it to 4-year-olds, 84. And I think if you can just, even 2-3 minutes, can completely change the way you're feeling. Great for any time. There's another research that I came across that said if you just take 10 minutes every day for about 8 weeks, you change what's happening in your brain. So the part of the brain that helps you feel positive emotions actually begins to grow, and the part that creates negative emotions diminishes. So I think there's great potential there too for depression, you know, anxiety. You know, they're really big issues that people are dealing with.
So that brain plasticity, about the brain can change if you do something different.
Yeah. And I guess with Take a Breather, I've seen kids with learning problems, similar thing, just change their breathing pattern and their ability to learn or their ability to perform has just changed right there on the spot.
Right. I mean, I might admit, just admit too that just prior to having this conversation with Janine, she instructed me in the Take a Breather technique, but we only had 4 minutes, so I did 4 minutes worth. Prior to doing it, I tried to read a newspaper because I do wear vision glasses to help me read, and I couldn't read the odd spot in The Age at all. I was a little bit skeptical. I wanted to see how it would work, but it was interesting when I sat up and she, after the 4 minutes, and Janine gave me the paper, I said to her, it's magnified, so all the writing looked bigger.
And look, I know that seems silly, and that was purely accidental, like on my part, because I've been working, I guess my background in kinesiology and brain gym, that sort of thing, I was getting similar results with Take a Breather. Yeah, so, and I had in the past used brain gym, vision gym to help people with their eyesight, and it was purely accidental. I was telling Chris, I was just sitting out in the beer garden in Queensland with one of my brothers, and I had promised him that I would do something to perhaps help improve his vision because he'd just started wearing those glasses from the chemist. Anyway, I was going home the next day and we'd run out of time, and he said, well, why don't you do something now? And I said, oh, okay. So I just gave him something to read for a couple of minutes, noticed how blurry it was and how far he needed to hold it away to see it properly. And then I just guided him through taking a breather for 3 or 4 minutes. And then after that, I got him to read it again, and he could see it clearly without his glasses. So when I got back to Victoria, I thought, that's a bit strange. So I tried it with about half dozen people, got similar response. And because I was starting to freak myself out a bit, thinking, well, this is, maybe I've got special powers or something, I rang this neuroscientist, Grant Sinman, from Queensland, that I often was having talks with, because I'm not a neuroscientist, I'm a teacher. But so I would ring him just to get clarification, or, you know, he could explain to me what was happening, or, yeah, that's possible. So when I told him about the people with the take a breather and the eyesight, he said, oh, absolutely, that could happen. And he went through and explained all this in great detail, which I can't repeat, what was happening in the brain. And he said, absolutely, it's possible. And as long as there's no disease or deterioration in the actual organ in the eye, it should people should experience improvement in their vision. Mm. And the more they do it, the better it seems to get. The only thing is, and in my experiences, it lasts for 2 or 3 weeks, but then everyone's going to be different. And then it becomes your choice whether you want to pop your glasses back on or whether you want to continue taking a breather for 2 or 3 minutes. I know it seems...
Every now and then, or...
Well, just whenever you notice it being blurry, okay. Or...
Yep.
Yeah, so just when you feel that you need to.
Mm.
Do you know, so that was...
Yeah. Well, I found it fascinating. I thought, I can't see how this is going to change my vision. But then when I said, I looked at the newspaper again and I said everything's magnified, it was rather...
And look, honestly, when I first experienced it, I was just really mucking around.
That's
great. I didn't know that was going to work.
Yeah. So where have you gone with this? So now you're an author now?
Oh, I've been an author for a long time. But yeah.
You've written some books. Tell me about Yahoo.
Yahoo stands for You Always Have Other Options.
Yep.
And I've written 3 children's books. And they're all based on the neuroplasticity of the brain. But one is, I guess my dream is that kids could grow up knowing, you know, to be their own best friend, to talk positively to themselves, to know that they actually have a choice, and to also to be aware of their body signals so that when they get into a stress state, they know that it's like their body talking to them saying, oh, you need to think differently, or you need to do something differently, something's not right here. Because I believe our bodies are always telling us, you know, when something's out of balance or if we're thinking negatively. So I guess if kids could learn this really early, would be my dream, then we're going to prevent a lot of problems later on, I think.
Right.
Because what we understand now about the neuroplasticity of the brain, if they learn those skills early, you know, they learn to be their own best friend or to say kind things to themselves, not put themselves down,
right.
that ought to be the way they become. Mm. You know, that's their personality then, is based on being their own best friend or knowing that they have a choice.
Because obviously often that negative self-talk is what, you know, is what brings us down, isn't it?
Absolutely. And then there's a mind-body connection.
Right.
All right. So every time you are talking negatively to yourself, that's going to impact your breathing.
Okay.
As well.
Yep.
So, you know, it's sort of all roundabout way of doing it, but it all sort of ties together. And I guess with the Bowen as well, that introduction into the body and then the mind-body connection and then just the possibility, I think. What Bowen gave me, I think, originally was open my mind to that. Oh, wow. Because my first patient or client was my dad, and he'd had a frozen shoulder for months. And I'd learned massage, and I used to massage it, get a bit of relief, but no more movement. After, I think it was the first weekend, Bowen went to Mum and Dad's, and we're just sitting around the kitchen table. I said, oh, it's meant to be good for frozen shoulder too. How about I just have a go? So I just sit around the kitchen table, did the frozen shoulder moves, and he moved it straight up. And he hadn't moved it for months. So I guess that opened my mind to possibilities that change can be quick.
Yep.
And it can be lasting, and people don't need to be in a lot of the pain that they're in.
Great.
Whether it be physical or mental or...
Mm. So this has taken you a long way along. Now you've also developed an app.
Oh, yeah. And, well, the reason for the app was even with the... take a breather and the eyesight, I find that people would perhaps not do it. And also, if I was working with kids and suddenly their learning improved, I didn't, again, have a way to, unless I spent time one-on-one with them, you know, to get it out there or to give, I wanted to give people, okay, this is really simple. You can do it yourself.
Yeah.
You know, so because I guess at school my role wasn't working with kids with learning difficulties more recently.
Mm.
But I knew I could get my hands on you.
Yeah.
You know, I could make a change. So the app, I guess, came out of that need for wanting to be able to give people something that they could just have a go. Just have a go yourself. And I say miracles because some of them are. It's just like with your vision. Oh, I can see.
Mm.
You know, so, and yeah, so with the app, there's a guided audio. There's also three-step processes. All the processes are three steps so that you can notice a change. So there's a pre.
Yep.
So with your eyesight, you read.
Yep.
And then you take a breather and then you read again. So you always repeat the first step just so that you can see the changes.
Yeah.
If you're worried about something, anxious, there's a three-step process. Again, bring, you know, whatever it is to your mind.
So it's not just for children.
Oh, absolutely. And the books aren't either. Mind you, like the books are... they're based at kids' level.
Yep.
But the message is exactly the same for adults.
Okay.
You know, not to put yourself down, to know that you actually have a choice.
Yep.
You know, to be more in tune with your body. Mm. Know that your body's giving you a message like Yahoo.
Right.
Yahoo stands for, you always have other options.
You always have other options.
Yeah.
Janine, this is fascinating, and there's so much more we can sit here for another hour and talk. But I tell you what, why don't we put some links into the show notes so that people can go to the website or go to the show notes and have a look and perhaps even see and maybe get in touch with you if they're interested in finding out some more.
Absolutely.
And look at your, because you've got a website.
Got the app.
Got the app and got the website. So if we put those links into the show notes so that people can find those and maybe contact you if they want to. Now you're moving to Queensland shortly, up to southeast Queensland.
Yes.
I hear. So there are lots of Bowen therapists up there, but people that may be interested in finding out about Take a Breather.
Yeah. Look, really, once you learn it, I taught you in a couple of minutes, then it's just up to you how you apply it. Like I said, the eyesight, that was purely playing around, really.
Yeah.
And yet it worked. So
it does work. So, but I really do see some synergies with the Bowen, you know, as we talked about earlier. So, okay.
And
so,
Bowen was my first love.
Like, and Bowen was your first love.
Okay, Bowen was my first love.
And this has grown out of that. That's great. So I really appreciate you spending the time with us.
Yeah.
Thanks very much. And as I said, it'd be great if people wanted to contact you and find out a bit more about it, where they want to come along and perhaps do a workshop.
Absolutely.
Or do something like that.
Great. Thanks, Chris. Thanks.
You're very welcome. Thanks, Janine.
Okay. Thank you.
You've been listening to another episode of the Bowen Buzz podcast. So I hope you've enjoyed that. If you'd like to ask a question or suggest someone we could interview, please let us know by going over to the comments page. And if you'd like to leave a review on iTunes, that'd help us get the word out there and spread the news about the Bowen Buzz podcast. This has been Chris Reed. Have a great day. Enjoy the buzz.